The 115th District covers parts of five counties, including Jefferson, Perry, Jackson, Union, and Washington. There are three candidates running for this seat, which is currently held by Republican Terry Bryant. Bryant is vacating the seat to run for state senate. Republican Paul Jacobs, Green Party Randy Auchsher, and Libertarian Ian Peek. All the candidates have their own reasons to represent the 115th. Green Party candidate Randy Auchsher is a philosophy professor at SIU.
I had visited Carbondale when I was looking for a graduate school, and I was very happy to move here. I've been here ever since. I live in Murfreesboro, and I love it here in Murfreesboro, and I love it in Southern Illinois, and that is part of the reason I want to run. I identify as a progressive. I do consider myself a progressive conservative, but that's in a very broad sense of the word conservative.
Republican Party candidate Paul Jacobs is an optometrist and business owner in Southern Illinois.
I need to help control the exorbitant increase in taxes and stop the out-migration of Illinois residents. I want to work toward a truly balanced budget. I want to realize that government should not, and realistically, it can't do everything.
Libertarian candidate Ian Peek has a background in restaurant management and says he's a regular working guy.
He keeps sending doctors, lawyers, businessmen, career politicians to Springfield, and they've gotten us in a mess. I think if we had more regular people in Springfield that know what the daily life is like for common folk in Illinois, that things would be a lot better.
On the topic of ethics reform, Jacob supports the Public Service Trust and Accountability Act because it will increase economic disclosures, create term limits, and more.
It's going to try to end the conflicts of interest. It's going to ban lobbying for any of the legislators for 3 years. Right now, they can actually retire or just finish their term and become a lobbyist. I think it's ridiculous. Legislators can't lobby with the new law.
Peek says elected officials should only listen to the voters.
To me, it's absurd that we're asking the General Assembly to do something about the corruption of the General Assembly. But if you're asking me what I'd do if elected, I think that banning lobbying is a good place to start. Make politicians listen to their constituents, not the lobbyists, not the donors.
Auchsher says he also supports the Public Service Trust and Accountability Act, and as a state employee, he's seen the evolution of the ethics laws and thinks they're reactive.
I would like to see a complete code that makes moral sense, and I would like to contribute to writing such a code. And so right at the moment, the OEIG as well is not functioning very well, in my opinion. I've had interaction with them, and so there's some work to be done there as well.
The Illinois Comptroller's Office estimates the state owes over $8 billion in backlog payments. Peek says he would look for ways to consolidate departments instead of continuously raising taxes.
One of the best places to start is the fact that we have over 200,000 public sector employees pulling in salaries of over $100,000 a year. The connected are getting rich off of our tax dollars, and there isn't enough tax dollars to go around for that.
Auchsher points to the graduated tax amendment before voters this November as one option to address budget problems. But he wants to be cautious in doing so.
The current system is not working. And if we amend the Constitution, we can then have a very serious discussion as to how to reform taxes in Illinois. Right now, because of the flat tax, every single thing you do gets taxed so that the state can get enough revenue to develop its and deliver its services.
Jacob says he's a no-tax guy, and the state needs to reduce spending instead of passing underfunded budgets.
During my tenure, I would prefer to reduce taxes even more. And actually, if we can't do that, at least maintain the current level. But without tax stopping and without the spending stopping and reducing it, we're not going to be able to get anywhere.
Another part of Illinois' budget problems comes from the state pension obligations, which is underfunded by over $100 billion. Jacobs thinks legislators need to come up with a solution by considering changes to the current pension systems, retirement age, and tier hiring.
What you need to do is find legislators that are willing to work on the pensions and then who can honestly go to the people, the constituents that are recipients of those pensions, and honestly tell them what you need to do to fix it.
Peek thinks the state should move away from a pension system entirely.
I think that the best thing that we can do is for new employees, new state employees starting tomorrow, instead of a pension, offer them a 401k or an IRA, a more traditional retirement system like we see in the private sector today. I think the private sector got away from pensions like decades ago. They saw they weren't working and they got out of it.
Akshir feels a gradual change to the state's pension is required to turn things around, starting at the point of entry to the systems.
I do think that pension reform is an option, but not reforming the pensions of those who are already part of the system. This has to be a long-term fix. I believe that we can change the conditions and the terms when people join the system as they become state employees.
Early voting ends on November 2nd, the day before Tuesday's election. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.